This is Optimal Startup Daily, episode 639, Why Your Blog Isn't Getting Traffic and How to Fix It, by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. And I'm Dan, I'm your host and narrator here, with you every single day of the week, including weekends and holidays, and we're going to get right to our Friday post now as we optimize your life. Why Your Blog Isn't Getting Traffic and How to Fix It, by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. You had a brilliant idea for a blog, so you recently started your own website. You wrote amazing content, picked an awesome layout, and shared your articles on social media accounts. You built your brand and waited for readers to arrive. Then, crickets. Or perhaps you've been blogging for a while now and you've tried a variety of different strategies to increase your page views. You've tried everything, but nothing seems that effective. Maybe you've seen some initial spikes in traffic, but then you hit the dreaded plateau. You feel like you've hit some kind of invisible ceiling you just can't break through. I've been there. It is so frustrating when you pour your heart and soul into something and you feel like you aren't gaining any traction. I've learned a lot about blogging over the past few years, and there are a few common reasons why your blog isn't getting the traffic you want to see. 1. You're ignoring Pinterest. The single most effective way to drive massive traffic to your website for free is with Pinterest. Unlike other social media sites like Facebook and Instagram, Pinterest is a search engine. Users go to Pinterest specifically to look for content. When I first started blogging, I found Pinterest frustrating, so I didn't use it much. My traffic was very low. After I started really putting in an effort with Pinterest, my traffic skyrocketed. I used Tailwind to schedule my pins, and it's so worth it. Tailwind allowed me to go from 0 to 30,000 page views per month and climbing. 2. Your pins are ugly. Users go to Pinterest specifically looking for content, but keep in mind that they're overwhelmed with thousands of pins to scroll through. They'll ignore most of them. To get them to click, you need a visually appealing pin. I use Canva for free to create my pins. A good pin includes a mix of regular font and script font. Feminine colors like pink tend to do well on Pinterest. I use pink, blue, and black for the font on most of my pins. Pins should always be vertical and large. Your font should also be large enough that it can be easily read. No one is even going to notice an unreadable pin. Designing pins doesn't come naturally to me at all, so I totally understand if you find this process frustrating. I get it. It'll get easier with practice. Just keep trying. There's still plenty of room for improvement with my pins, but they've come a long way from where they used to be. My advice? Scroll through your feed and see which images stand out to you. What is it about those that caught your eye? The colors, the font style, the font size, the background images? Figure out what catches your eye and what doesn't, and aim to create pins that will be eye-catching. 3. Your blog post titles are boring. In addition to being visually appealing, a good pin needs an interesting title. Your pin title should solve a problem that your audience has, create a sense of urgency and/or curiosity, be interesting and unique, and be relevant to the blog post. A clickbait title is perfectly okay as long as you deliver in the blog post. Always avoid boring titles. For example, 10 ways to save money on groceries solves a common problem, spending too much on groceries, that my readers have, but it's too boring. There are thousands of articles like this already out there. Why would a Pinterest user be motivated to click on mine? Here's a better title, 10 Money-Saving Grocery Hacks You Haven't Heard Of. This creates curiosity. Now the reader thinks they're going to get new information that they've never heard before, and they want to know what it is. Here are a few more examples. The bad titles are boring, whereas the good ones create a sense of urgency and curiosity. Bad title, 5 Frugality Myths. Good title, 5 Myths About Frugality That You Need to Stop Believing. Bad title, How to Juice on a Budget. Good title, Juicing on a Budget? Here's What You Need to Know. Bad title, 5 Money-Saving Apps. Good title. 5 Free Money-Saving Apps You've Never Heard Of. Exploding Traffic with Pinterest. Pinterest has a unique ability to drive massive amounts of traffic to your website if you use it to its fullest potential. I understand just how frustrating Pinterest can be. You just listened to the post titled, Why Your Blog Isn't Getting Traffic and How to Fix It, by Jen Hayes of jenhayes.me. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out those incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/startup. So just go to Indeed.com/startup right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/startup. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You don't need me to tell you that something always comes up when you're running a small business. Take the pain out of payroll benefits and HR and put the joy back in running your business with Gusto. Gusto's payroll and HR services can make it a little easier. Gusto was designed for you, the small business owner. They take the pain out of running a business, automatically calculating paychecks, filing payroll taxes, setting up open enrollment. Gusto does it all. Want more? Time tracking, health insurance, 401k, onboarding, commuter benefits, offer letters, access to HR experts. Well, you get the idea. With Gusto, you can focus on the joy of running your business, and it's super easy to set up and get started. And if you're moving from another provider, Gusto can transfer all your data for you. So it's no surprise 94% of customers are likely to recommend Gusto. 94. And here's the best part. Because you're a listener, you get 3 months totally free. All you have to do is go to gusto.com/OWD. Again, that's gusto.com/OWD. And I'm telling you, you're going to love Gusto. Get started today. And big thanks to Jen Hayes, who, like you, wears a lot of hats. She's a wife, pug mom, HR pro, blogger, yogi, and organizing junkie, just to name a few. She started this blog years ago when it was called Frugal Millennial, a site dedicated to helping others manage their money. But her passion has now grown beyond personal finance. Her mission is to help you live a happier, more intentional, purpose-driven life. So check out jenhayes.me for more great blogs like this one. But that's it for another episode of OSD. I thank you so much for listening every day. That is, of course, how we can keep this going for you. And have a great start to your weekend if you're listening in real time. I will, of course, be back with you tomorrow for the Saturday show, where your optimal life awaits.